local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. Almost evening now. Good evening, Pensacola. It's Pensacola right now, and I'm Bobby filling in. Austin back from his little illness yesterday, so at least you only have half of the scrubs filling in today. Like yesterday, you had 100% scrubs. So Austin feeling better today, so that's good to have him back. Also, you can catch him out tomorrow morning, as he's going to be producing Pensacola right now and doing traffic in the mornings as well. So you got a busy busy one. I guess you'll be leaving here and just, are you just going to sleep in the studio tonight? Is that what's going to happen?
No. It wouldn't be the craziest thing I've done. It's the next 5 days, right? Starting tomorrow, I think the next 5 weekdays I'm doing PMN. So I don't know. I may do it at least once just to give it a shot, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see how it goes. You'll be pretty
busy.
Well, you'll be working a lot.
Yeah.
You'll be busy. That's right. You'll be on top of everything. All right, let's get started with your top three stories here. And first of all, Israel confirming it launched a retaliatory strike targeting a Hezbollah commander in Beirut. So this is the most notable Israeli escalation since tensions rose between Israel and the Iranian-backed militant group. So now they're fighting Hamas and Hezbollah. Now, an Israeli official said they wanted to send a strong message after Hezbollah's attack killed 12 kids and injured over 40 more over the weekend, but they're hoping to avoid further escalation. The new head of the Secret Service says he's ashamed of the failures leading up to the attempted assassination of former President Trump and can't defend how the shooter got on top of the roof. He was appearing before a Senate committee today, and he also said, though, that they've rolled out new procedures to prevent further security lapses, like the use of drones. Oh, I like that. And a man here in Pensacola has been charged with possession of child pornography last week. He was out on $250,000 bond on Friday, and today he pled not guilty. Yesterday he pled not guilty in court. Now, this is the guy who's 75-year-old Leslie Robinson, who, when a warrant was served to police, he admitted he had thousands of images on his laptop computer. And he stated that he's started viewing child porn 3 decades ago. They first began investigating him in 2022. And allegedly, he was using public Wi-Fi access points to download these images. Public Wi-Fi access points at NAS Pensacola, Starbucks, and the public library. So those are your top three stories. Getting to local stories here, I-10 between Highway 29 and I-110 has been reduced to 2 travel lanes in each direction. The Highway 29 northbound ramp to I-10 eastbound will also be closed. So traffic on Highway 29 northbound will be detoured to make a U-turn at Broad Street to access the I-10 eastbound part. This is part of a $236 million construction project that's improving capacity and safety. They said there's about 62,000 daily drivers who travel the I-10 Highway 29 interchange, so they need to widen it in order to help with expansion. The project is estimated for completion in 2030, the overall project, not this one part right there, but there you go.
All righty. Let's see. 6:15 here. It was good that you tackled that story because it was a good lead into traffic and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. You can learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Again, that is ProgressiveCommercial.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on North Pace Boulevard. This is going to be if you're traveling southbound towards Garden Street. No confirmation of an accident or anything like that, but it does appear to be standstill traffic over in that vicinity. Also, we just have just an ever so slight amount of congestion on Navarre Parkway, lingering a bit if you're traveling westbound, right as you're getting near Highway 87. Outside of a couple of those spots, though, there's not much going on the roads at this time, luckily. As for the weather, it's the 80s here in Pensacola, higher 80s. As we get into this evening, there is a likely chance of thunderstorms, but it should clear up as we get into Wednesday morning. And tonight's low is going to be 79 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, starting in August, the Florida Department, more transportation stuff for you. Florida Department of Transportation will begin a resurfacing project on U.S. 98. This is going to go from North Palafox to east of 14th Avenue in Pensacola. And then lane closures are going to be limited at least until 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Sunday through Thursday. The project is estimated to be completed by early 2025. They're going to be doing other improvements, including signal improvements, lighting improvements, things like that. So, once again, that's going to begin August, should be finished early 2025. U.S. 98 from North Palafox to 14th Ave.
And the city of Pensacola has released a proposed city budget for the next fiscal year. The budget includes no millage rate increase, a 7% increase in the budget for the fire department. It adds 4 full-time jobs and includes the second year increase in the city's salary reform plan. The first year in the salary plan added $2 million to this fiscal year's budget. The proposed budget for the next fiscal would add another $2 million and also includes a 3% cost of living raise for all employees. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says that the higher wages are important for the city to attract top talent and be able to fill jobs.
Then a new Mobile River Bridge and Bayway took a big step forward. Now, this is the thing that was going to be the big toll bridge. It's a $3 billion project. Well, they just got a $550 million award from the Bridge Investment Program, and it was announced that they'll break ground on the project later next year and return for ribbon cutting in 2030. Now, this is still planning to have a $2.50 toll with discounts for commuters, but Governor Kay Ivey committed again to eliminate the tolls once the project is completely paid for. One way they're planning on paying for it is borrowing. They can get a loan and borrow up to 49% of the project cost, and that loan has to be repaid within 35 years. So if there is a toll, which looks like there will be, it looks like at least within 35 years it'll be eliminated.
And deputies are investigating an apparent road rage shooting Tuesday morning in Escambia County. Happened around 11:45 a.m. on Longleaf Drive. According to the sheriff's office, the incident began on Pine Forest Road and ended with someone, I guess quite impressively, shooting the tire of the victim's vehicle. Luckily, no one was hurt.
Then, shooting somebody's tire, like...
I don't know. The people are just stupid.
Yeah, just going to do crazy things. I was trying to look up to see if we have an update on that missing lady. It looks like she's still missing. When we started the show, we had an investigator say that, or ECSO said that they need help finding 23-year-old Davida Elizabeth Knight. She's been missing since Saturday. She was last seen walking on the 1500 block of Gulf Beach Highway around 5 o'clock. She's described as 4 foot 10 inches tall, 160 pounds. Black hair, brown eyes, and she was last seen wearing gray pants and a gray jacket.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to promote the number. I was just going to say anyone with information.
You can call the number. Yeah, go for it.
Anyone with information on Knight's whereabouts can contact the ECSO at 850-436-9620. Again, that is 850-436-9620. And also here, county election workers have started calculating the vote-by-mail ballots sent in for next month's primary election. According to the Pensacola News Journal, the Escambia County Canvassing Board began work this week. Vote-by-mail ballots begin early in Florida to ensure that an unofficial result, can be announced on election night. So far, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender says around 7,000 mail-in ballots have been received, which is about a quarter of the mail-in ballots that were sent out to voters. The primary will be held on August 20th. 6:20 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll hit you with some state headlines and some national news as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. What does Joe Biden want to do to change the Supreme Court? Well, a couple of things, including 18-year staggered terms so that every president gets to nominate two justices to the court in their four-year tenure. I support this, and I'd like to see a constitutional amendment. What are the other things he proposes? Well, we talked about it this morning. Plus, President Trump's semi-explanation of his won't-have-to-vote-in-4 years comment and discussing the Wedgwood multiple murder with Sheriff Simmons. You can find all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We were talking about DUIs. A guy earlier, we were reporting on it. He got 7 DUIs. Oy vey, that's a lot. That's too much. That's too much for sure. We got a text here that says, heck yeah, on the DUI deterrence, I was hit on a motorcycle on Highway 29. In 1988, drunk driver changed my destiny, to say the least. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's horrible. And that's what I'm saying. I've got friends and family who've had DUIs and I love them still, but no, we need to have some bigger, stronger deterrence to reduce the number of DUIs that are out there. We got a watch on the tropics, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Austin.
Well, let's see. Luckily, in our last update, there wasn't a ton going on. Looking at what we have here, that appears to still be the case now. I got some minor backups here and there, maybe a little bit still on the Var Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Maybe also a little bit developing if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street. This is going to be if you're passing by Home Depot and Walmart over in the Pace area, heading closer to Milton. Outside of those couple of areas, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola currently. We are in a heat advisory, and there are decent chances of thunderstorms tonight as we get in to this evening, bleeding into Wednesday morning. Luckily, that does appear to dissipate as we get into Wednesday, though. And tonight's low is going to be 79 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Look at the tropics here. We mentioned yesterday there was a storm that's developing in the Atlantic. And yesterday it had a 50% chance of formation over the next 7 days. Now it's up to a 60% chance. It's a large tropical wave centered several hundred miles east of the Lesser Antilles. And conditions are forecast to become a little more conducive for development over the warmer waters of the southwestern Atlantic. And a tropical depression could form late this week. It'll be in the vicinity of Greater Antilles or the Bahamas. Okay. Now, the storm track of it, where it was looking to go, has actually changed a little bit. At first, it was looking like it was going to hit like the southern, like maybe the Keys, and then enter into the Gulf. Now it's looking more like it's going to head to the western or eastern coastline of Florida. So it's a little bit further north than where it was tracking yesterday, but of course, in the next, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 days, a lot could change. But we'll keep our eye on that system that's out there in the Atlantic for you all the time right here on News Radio 92.3. And of course, if there is a bad storm, we'll have all your coverage here. I mean, we'll be sleeping here at the station. We'll be doing all the coverage to to let you know what's going on.
And the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Commission rolling out a new plan to keep students safe across Florida. The group discussed its new Florida harm prevention and threat management model while gathering in Broward County earlier today. The plan will require school districts to create a threat management team and a response policy. The commission will continue meeting through the delay and reconvene tomorrow, and officials are expected to talk about a database designed to track students considered threats and the role of mental health providers throughout the whole process.
Then, nonprofit group Florida Tax Watch released their annual report on the state budget. According to their report, what makes this year's budget stand out is almost $2 billion in extra funding being spent above the state budget. It's an increase from $1.4 billion in additional spending from the previous year's budget. A total of 122 new state employee positions have been created as part of the $2 billion outlay, with most funds coming from the General Revenue Fund.
And several organizations are calling on Florida to apply for next year's federal summer food assistance program. The Sun Bucks Service gives eligible families $120 per child for meals while they are out of school. The Sunshine State was one of 14 states who decided not to participate this year. No Kid Hungry Florida says the program would help more than 2 million children. The nonprofit, as well as several other groups, sent a letter to state leaders back in May asking them to reconsider joining the initiative. The deadline for the state to submit a preliminary plan of operation to the USDA is August 15th.
Then nearly three dozen suspects are facing charges in connection to a Central Florida human trafficking sting. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods gave an update earlier today saying his agency has arrested 33 men with the operation meant to target online sex predators. Undercover law enforcement officers posing as children were contacted by the suspects. Some of the men traveled outside of Florida to meet with the alleged kids in exchange for sex. In addition to the arrest, deputies were able to confiscate guns, drugs, and cash from the suspects.
Ugh. And the former CEO of a major Northeast Florida utility company is expected to learn if he will spend time behind prison walls. Aaron Zahn is scheduled to face his sentencing in Duval County today after he was found guilty of wire fraud last March. Prosecutors say he conspired to sell JEA in order to make $40 million in profits back in 2019. His attorneys have fought back against prosecutors' requests to send him to multiple years in prison by saying he is not violent and has already suffered.
And then finally, a Florida man convicted of kidnapping adult siblings camping in a national forest back in 1994. He's been scheduled to be executed next month. Governor DeSantis signed his death warrant. He'll be executed August 28th by lethal injection. That's cool right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. Israel has carried out a retaliatory airstrike on Beirut, which it says killed a Hezbollah commander. Fox's Trey Yingst reports from Tel Aviv.
The Israelis say this was a direct response to that rocket attack on Saturday that killed 12 young civilians in the northern Golan Heights.
At least three other people were killed in the Israeli strike, dozens wounded. Federal law enforcement leaders facing questions from lawmakers as details emerge about what led up to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally.
In the hot seat, Deputy FBI Director Paula Bate and Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe, on the job just 1 week following the resignation of Kimberly Cheadle. Rowe pressed in part on apparent communication breakdowns with local police.
That's Fox's David Spunt in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Tesla is recalling more than 1.8 million vehicles due to a hood issue that could increase the risk of a crash. The EV maker says the recall was made because the hood latch assembly on some models may fail to detect it's actually unlatched after it has been opened. The company is unaware of any crashes, injuries, or deaths related to the issue. Mid-stage trial data says Novo Nordisk's diabetes medication may slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease by protecting patients' brains. Those receiving the dosage had an 18% slower decline in cognitive function after 1 year of treatment compared to those who received the placebo. Stocks finished the day mixed. The Dow gained 200 points. The S&P 500, however, slid 27, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped more than 220 points. U.S. crude oil futures for September are around $75 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The AFC East has three quarterbacks in win-now mode between Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, and Tua Tagovailoa. Some are doubting the Bills heading into the season, but I trust Josh Allen the most out of this trio to once again win the AFC East. And I give the slight edge to the Jets over the Dolphins for second place because Rodgers is better than Tua, and Gangrene's defense is in much better shape than Miami's. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save money today on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $10 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Our professional parts people can recommend the oil change supplies you need at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You will need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinky Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years' experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing hour so far. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. We do have some backups still lingering on Pace Boulevard. If you're traveling southbound towards, what road is this here, Garden Street, we do have some backups in that area still, but they appear to be breaking up slowly but surely. Outside of that one spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, still pretty hot in Pensacola, 89 degrees, heat advisory still going on, of course. As we get into this evening, it's going to be a low of 79, and we do have some pretty hefty chances of thunderstorms, but as we bleed into Wednesday, those should hopefully dissipate. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, Olympic medals update here for you as we look at – oh, no, sorry, I almost skipped the top three again. Let me get back to the top three. So Israel did confirm that they had a retaliatory strike against the Hezbollah commander in Beirut, Lebanon, and they did say that they wanted to send a very strong message, but they are hoping to avoid further escalation. The new head of the Secret Service said he's ashamed of the failures leading up to the attempted assassination of former President Trump. And but they've added new procedures to prevent future security lapses, including the use of drones. And a man here in Pensacola who was charged with child pornography last week, 75-year-old Leslie Robison, he is facing 20 counts of possession of child porn. He went ahead and pled not guilty in court yesterday. He's out on $250,000 bond. All right, medals count here for you.
For what it's worth, we also did you know we didn't do national headlines, or are you putting that till later?
Put that later. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We'll hit some quick sports, then we'll get into national.
All right.
So then where was it? Oh yeah, medal things. The United States leads with all medals with 26. Next closest is France with 18, but we are sixth when it comes to golds. Japan has 7, Republic of China has 6, Australia 6, France and Korea have 5, and then we have 4 along with Great Britain. By the way, the medalists who have the most medals is actually, there's actually quite a few of them that have 2 medals, but the ones that have 2 golds is Molly O'Callaghan from swimming and Li Hao Sheng, who's in rifle, has 2 golds in rifle, so that's kind of cool. When it comes to the schedule, coming up later today, we have, I guess tonight, we're like, 7 hours? I don't remember. But the upcoming the upcoming ones is triathlon, the women's triathlon. There's also surfing that's coming up for men and women. And then there was beach volleyball is going to be coming up later. Handball, shooting, volleyball, rowing, and equestrian. Those are all coming up in the upcoming schedule today. Mm. All right. We'll hit some other Olympic news, and then we'll get into your national headlines.
All right. So the U.S. women's gymnastics team back on top of the world. They won the Olympics gold medal for the first time since 2016. And this is the 4th gold medal for the U.S. women, with the other 3 coming in 96, 2012, and 2016. U.S. men's national soccer team closed out group play with a 3-0 win over Guinea. Let's see. The U.S. men's national team finished 2nd in Group A with 6 points after going 2-0-1 and is joining host nation France in the quarterfinals beginning on Thursday. And U.S. tennis star Coco Gauff out of the women's singles competition at the Paris Olympics. Though the finish was controversial, she was dropped into 3rd round after losing in 2 sets against Dana Vekic of Croatia this morning. She is still in the competition with chances to take home medals for doubles and mixed doubles.
Very good. And then when it comes to some of the baseball games that are going on right now, well, actually earlier, the Guardians ended up beating Detroit Tigers 5-0. And then right now the Phillies are beating the Yankees 4-1. That game's on TBS. Some of the other games going on. The Marlins are beating the Tampa Bay Rays 2-0, bottom of the third. Baltimore Orioles beating the Toronto Blue Jays 4-1, top of the fourth. Reds are over the Cubs 2-0. Scoreless game between the Twins and the Mets in the middle of the third. The Mariners are beating the Red Sox 1-0. And it's a rain delay between the Texas Rangers and the Seattle and the St. Louis Cardinals. Top of the first. It didn't even really get started, and it was rain delayed right there. Those are some of the baseball games going on. Let's get into some national stories here. The United States is announcing $500 million in military financing for the Philippines. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were greeted in Manila today by Ferdinand Marcos Jr., and the aid is to help Philippines modernize its military. Now, here's the thing. It's basically the latest in meetings between the United States and allies in the Indo-Pacific region in order to shore up our support against China.
And the U.S. is buying oil to replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The purchase of more than 4.6 million barrels of crude is the latest as the Department of Energy works to refill the emergency stockpile. More than 180 million barrels were released in 2022 in an effort to keep gas prices down after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As of July 19th, the reserve, which is located in Louisiana, had about 374 million barrels of oil.
Actually, real quick, answer a question for somebody about the Olympics. Hey, Bobby, I heard that there's golf in the Olympics. Is this true? And if so, when would they play? Yes, it's true. And I'm not sure when the women... Oh, men play August 1st. Women play August 7th is when that begins. So, yep, golf is in the Olympics this year. So it's kind of a cool little thing. The United States is buying oil to replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The purchase of more than 4.6 million barrels of crude is the latest as they try to refill the emergency stockpile that was used right when Russia invaded Ukraine. We started using our Strategic Petroleum Reserve in order to keep gas prices down. So now they're starting to refill it that way.
Sorry, I had already read that story, so I was grabbing a paper to jot down the time so I could cut it out in the podcast. progress is slowly coming on what is now California's fifth largest wildfire. The Park Fire is 14% contained after scorching more than 383,000 acres since last Wednesday. That's bigger than Los Angeles and about 12 times the size of San Francisco. It is impacting the counties of Butte, Tehama, Shasta, and Plumas. Nearly 200 structures have been destroyed, and another 4,200 are threatened.
There's a project called Project 2025 that is under the Heritage Foundation. They have been trying to claim that they are basically supported by President Trump and that they are pushing a Trump-like agenda, even though it turns out they're actually further right than what Trump is on many issues. And Trump has been very critical of them. Well, now the leader of Project 2025, Paul Dans, is stepping down, to which the Trump administration said they have nothing to do with Project 2025, and reports of the Project 2025's demise would be greatly welcomed. Whoa, okie dokie.
Yeah, and what was it said? Like, it will not end well for you or something?
Yeah,
like,
it says this should serve as a notice to anyone or any group trying to misrepresent their influence with President Trump and his campaign. It will not end well for you.
Okay, wow. Jeez, tell us how you really feel. The Senate has approved a pair of bills to boost the safety and privacy of children online. The Kids Online Safety Act and Children's Online Privacy Protection Action would require companies to protect children from the promotion of suicide, eating disorders, substance abuse, sexual exploitation, so on and so forth. But the legislation has an unclear path in the House, which just started its six-week summer recess.
And I saw this Zoom call thing. Zoom call in support of Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign for president. The Zoom call was dubbed White Dudes for Harris.
Nice.
Let that sink in for a little bit. White Dudes for Harris. The more than three-hour Zoom call included actors Jeff Bridges, Sean Astin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Josh Gad, and Mark Hamill, and Lance Bass, the NSYNC pop star. An organizer for the group said that white men have been moving further right in recent years, and he hopes the movement can encourage support from the demographic on the left. So, okay. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we will. And lastly here, very quickly before traffic and weather, Taylor Swift responding after three children died and seven were injured at a UK dance and yoga class themed around the pop star's music. She wrote in an Instagram story, quote, "The horror of yesterday's attack in Southport is washing over me continuously, and I'm just completely in shock," unquote. Local police said that they arrested a 17-year-old male suspect in the mass stabbing, and the BBC reported that fans of Swift raised £28,000 in support of the victims. 6:45 here, looking at the roads, not really seeing too much going on. We did have an accident report. This is going to be just off of Caroline Street on Parkmore Plaza Drive. It doesn't appear to be causing any issues, though. That's going to be over in Milton, just past Avalon Boulevard there. Also did have some backups where Mobile Highway meets Michigan Avenue. It's going to be where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road, that in that intersection there. No accident reports or anything like that, but nonetheless something to look out for. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there's not much going on. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola, low of 79 as we get into this evening with likely chances of thunderstorms, but luckily any storms should break up once we get into Wednesday. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Microsoft is had some outages with their Office products, their Microsoft 365. By 11 o'clock this morning, they finally started having some of the services restoring, but at the same time, they said they're still trying to work on it coming back. So I guess they're investigating access issues and degraded performance. Okay. This, of course, comes about a week after the faulty software update from cybersecurity company CrowdStrike caused global Microsoft outages, which, of course, affected lots of airlines, banks, retail stores, and things like that.
And the number of job openings edged higher in June. The Labor Department says 8.2 million jobs are available at the end of the month. Analysts say that the slight increase points to resilience in the labor market. The number of job vacancies increased in accommodation and food services, along with state and local government. On a yearly basis, the number of job openings was down by about 940,000.
Home prices broke an all-time high in May, but the upward trend is slowing. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, goodness gracious, great balls of fire, why are you going to use so many words? Prices rose nearly 6% on a year-over-year basis in May. However, that's down 0.5% from the annual gain from the previous month. Of course, New York, San Diego, and Vegas posted the biggest increases on the 20-city composite index with annual gains of nearly 9% or more.
And consumer confidence rose slightly in July. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index edged higher from a downwardly revised June reading. The board's chief economist said worries about elevated prices and interest rates, along with uncertainty about the future, are still weighing on overall confidence. The survey noted purchasing plans for homes during the next 6 months fell to a 12-year low in July, and consumers also said they plan to spend less on many discretionary items, including amusement parks and personal travel.
Meta has agreed to pay Texas $1.4 billion in what is now dubbed to be the largest state data privacy settlement. The alleged violation stemmed from a 2011 Facebook feature that automatically suggested tags with people's names in the photos. I remember when they did that. According to the lawsuit, the feature used facial recognition to identify people in the images and then put suggested tags on them.
Right. Well,
the problem is those images were uploaded to Facebook without the user's consent, or they used facial recognition without the user's consent. So in other words, I post a picture of me and Austin and Andrew and John Pickens and David, and I post a picture of all of us in a group, right? And then Facebook's feature would go, oh, well, that's John and that's Austin and that's this person. Well, you guys didn't give your permission for facial recognition to identify you in the photo.
Right.
And that's what the lawsuit was. And sure enough, they lost. And so they've agreed to pay Texas $1.4 billion in that settlement.
Golly.
Let's go ahead and get a, yeah, that's kind of a, and I think we're going to see more of that stuff, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure.
Privacy issues. There's a bunch of lawsuits out there. This is just one of them that's come out. So Texas, California, and even Florida is starting to get in on trying to crack down on privacy issues like that. All right, we're going to get a quick break. We'll come back here on Pensacola Right Now. We will be covering some lighter topics for you when it comes to pop culture, business, and some good news here in Escambia County. That's all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
2019. According to two witnesses, following a Republican fundraiser, Congressman Matt Gaetz is hosting an afterparty in his hotel room. His date, a paid escort. According to one witness, the escort prepared lines of cocaine, rolled up a bill of cash, and snorted cocaine with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 1620, 1620, not 1420. I don't know who's going to reach if you can call that number. 850-437-1620. There, I'm making that easier like that. We got some lighter topics here for you, and one more traffic update, so stick around for that here in just a minute. But getting started here with this, the Jimmy Kimmel not going to be hosting the Oscars. He turned down the chance to host the Oscars for a fifth time. So it's unclear who will host the 97th Academy Award presentations, but they will be March 2nd. 2025 at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood.
And Usher is bringing his live show to movie theaters. The concert film is from the singer's show that took place in Paris during Fashion Week. It's called Usher Rendezvous in Paris. It'll hit theaters on September 12th for a limited run, and it'll play in around 2,000 theaters across the world. In a news release, the film was described as an incorporation of the essence of Usher's Vegas residency shows into a, quote, I can promise you these are not my words, a seductive French touch confession. Very nice.
So this kind of sounds like it's that Taylor Swift thing that was you know, like she did that Eras tour or whatever.
Right.
And then, but then it, making a movie out of it. That's kind of what this sounds like it, they're doing, is something along those lines. So,
I guess.
It's just an Usher version, I guess. So, okay. Then First Lady Jill Biden is thanking rapper Flavor Flav at the Summer Olympics. A video of the two hugging while saying hello was shared on social media. She thanked the 65-year-old rap icon for sponsoring the U.S. women's water polo team. When commenting on the team, he said, "These are my girls. They work hard."
Very nice. Very wholesome interaction there. I never thought I'd see that from Jill Biden and Flavor Flav of all people. Rapper and actor Chino XL has passed away at the age of 50 years old. A statement from his daughters said that their father, whose real name was Derek Keith Barbosa, showed them strength, straightforwardness, and ability to be super realistic. Barbosa began his career in music in the late 1980s before releasing the debut album, his debut album in 1996. More recently, he authored several graphic novels.
Items belonging to the late O.J. Simpson, who passed away April 10th after a long battle with prostate cancer, they're going to be auctioned off to raise money to pay for civil claims. If you remember, back in 1997, the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were awarded $33.5 million for a wrongful death lawsuit, and they've yet to collect the money. The auction comes a day after Fred Goldman filed a $117 million creditor claim against the Simpson estate. Items in the auction include his personal property, like his Heisman Trophy, his golf clubs, and a high-end SUV. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Austin.
Well, let's see. It's looking pretty easy going here currently. It seems like we maybe have some backups developing if you are traveling eastbound on I-10 trying to get off on Highway 29. That's Pensacola Boulevard in that area, but it's still pretty minor at this time. Outside of that, there's not much on the roads holding you up. As for the weather, it's still pretty hot in Pensacola. Don't know if you noticed. It's 89 degrees, heat advisory going on. As we get into this evening, the low is going to be 79, and we do have substantial chances of thunderstorms that are going to bleed into Wednesday, but they should die down, hopefully. And that's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
A Smyrna, Delaware man has racked up his seventh DUI charge. Holy moly macaroni. Troopers stopped Linwood Sample for allegedly weaving in and out of traffic, and he showed signs of impairment, failed a field sobriety test. A computer check revealed he'd already had 6 prior drunk driving convictions. Oh, boy. This is what we're talking about earlier. I was saying we got to do more to dissuade people from drinking and driving. I mean, I have friends, I have family who've drunk and drive, and some that have had DUIs and DWIs, and I don't think the deterrent is there strong enough. And some of it is, like, they'll even get their license suspended, and they're like, oh, I don't have a license, so they still drive, even without a license. And I think that's where, because you think, well, you don't have a license, you can't drive anymore. And they're like, yeah, I can. So it's kind of disturbing to see that 7th DUI charge going on right there.
Yeah, no, I mean, and as you said, you were talking about how there needs to be, you need to be able to send a message, make an example of the people that get busted so they don't look at it that way. Oh, I'll just keep driving anyway, you know? It's pathetic. Cleveland is being ranked as the most stressed city in America. That's according to a new Wallet Hub report, which ranked more than 180 cities on how stressed residents feel based on factors such as average weekly work hours, unemployment rates, divorce rates, so on and so forth. Nationwide, Cleveland was listed as the most stressed. Other Ohio cities, though, appeared on the list, such as Akron, Columbus, and Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising to see that, but I don't know. Cleveland's been getting a bad rap for a while. but the thing is, a lot of business, a lot of industry has been leaving the Cleveland area and Cleveland Akron area. And so that's probably why. Hey, good news, though. Escambia County has had its first sea turtle hatch of the season. It happened over the weekend with 59 hatchlings making it safely into the Gulf of Mexico. The turtles hatched on Pensacola Beach. Officials say there were challenges, including artificial light and weather. So the hatchlings were recovered, and they released into the Gulf. So I guess they had people watching them, and when they saw that they were struggling trying to get to the water, somebody helped, you know, they had people, officials help them. Mm. Officials say if you do notice turtles hatching on the beach, please contact Escambia County Marine Resources. So kind of a cool little story right there. Have you seen any of these little sea turtle nests and things like that?
No, I haven't seen them. I was about to say, though, whenever I hear about them, you hear about how, like, first of all, how seriously it's taken, but you hear about how particular the whole process is. It just now mentioned in the story there, artificial light and stuff like that. You got to set the mood, and you're not supposed to, like, assist them. They've got to do it themselves, you know, yada, yada, yada. And they're talking about contacting, of course, Escambia County Marine Resources. So, yeah, it's a very serious thing. I think if I was there, I'd mess it up. So I'm kind of glad I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm about the same way as well. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Austin here. I'm Bobby filling in. Austin's going to be joining Pensacola Morning News in the morning with Andrew McKay. So he's about to just turn the microphones off and just sleep right there in the studios. He'll be back in a few hours.
Yeah, I got a futon right behind me.
That's right, the futon. We'll be back again tomorrow night, though, as well. So you guys have a great night. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.